Alright, welcome back. We live, another episode, Quality Time TV. This episode, I got UC Joff with me. Yo, what's going on, man?
What's good, Brody?
Doing good.
How are you?
I'm good. Yo, thank you for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
No problem, bro.
Yo, I like the shirt, by the way. I just peeped.
facts. I like the vibes.
Yeah, yo. So we met back at UB, Bridgeport, Connecticut.
A while back ago.
Yeah, making music, all of that, man. But you just dropped an album today, I Am The Vibes, right?
Yeah, I Am The Vibes just came out today, probably like 12 a.m.
Oh, but, nice. Midnight release.
Facts.
Yeah, I seen you promoting it for a while, too, bro. Good, really good stuff. Yo, Rhonda, what's going on? Thank you for tuning in. What's up?
This took a while, bro.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about the album. Tell me a little bit about yourself, people who don't know you.
I'm from the Bronx. Started rapping probably like a couple years ago, probably like I'm gonna say like 6-7. After that, I dropped a couple vids, went to CT for school, and then that's where I probably got most of my popularity with the music.
Yeah,
to be honest. Facts.
Yo, that's, now that you mention that, like, that is where I started too, bro.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Producing, rapping, doing all of that, man. It's a good vibe, good energy in Bridgeport, surprisingly, man.
Yeah, I think in school, it's like people will support you more, you feel me? Because they're right there with you. Mm-hmm. It's easy for them to listen to your music, hang with you.
Yeah.
And it's just a vibe. It's always a good time, so.
It's a vibe. That's
most of your friends.
So yeah. is that how you got the name of the album?
I mean, I was looking around for different like names. Like, the name was the hardest part to me. Mm-hmm. The name was probably like the hardest part. So I basically told myself, like, when people like your stuff, or, like, I think I'm the life of the party or something. So, like, you know, when you go out, it's always a vibe when you do something. It doesn't matter who you are. Like, you feel me? Like, you hang with your friends, you're going to think everything's a vibe.
Yeah.
So then when I made this album, I didn't want people to treat it like an album because I feel like album got a cohesiveness to it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want it to be a mixtape because I did a mixtape already. So I just did, like, it's just a vibe. So when you hear it, every song is going to put you in a different vibe. It's no cohesiveness. It's just, you feel a different vibe to each one, or you feel the same vibe. It's always, but you're going to feel something. So everything's a vibe.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
So that's
definitely
how I got it.
Yeah. And by the way, everybody tuned in to the live stream. If you got any questions for UC, just put it in the chat. What you doing over there, bro? It sound like you eating potato chips.
No, I just say some five guys. Pause.
Oh, man. Hey, yo. So, I Am The Vibes just dropped today. Yo, I really like that. I took a listen this morning. I gotta take a couple more listens, but one of my favorite songs on there, 1,000 Miles, where you actually ended up sampling Vanessa Carlton's 1,000 Miles, man. Like, the number one white chick song.
White chicks, yeah. white song, yeah.
Why? Why?
Like, I was trying to do something different. Like, I listen to pop songs all the time. Like, I like a lot of pop songs. Like, I be trying to do pop songs and stuff. So I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody know that song. Like, I know, like, people know the song from White Chicks, but I know the song. I just know the song. Like, mm-hmm. I can tell you the artist. Some people probably just think it's from White Chicks. So then,
yeah,
I heard it. I'm like, boom, if I say, so I'm listening to the beat, the melody. I said, I can say this. If I say this, it's going to catch people's attention because let's say you bump it. Let's say I play it around somebody. They're going to sing the song not knowing it's a whole different song. So they're going to know the song already. They're going to know that part already. So it's going to bring you in. And then.
Yeah, absolutely. So you said something that was really interesting. You were like, it's a pop song, right?
Yeah.
And I have this thing where I think hip hop is the new pop. And yeah, I think it's kind of funny that you used a pop song from, what's that, like the early 2000s and then brought it to this style of hip-hop. Would you say that hip-hop is the new pop?
Yeah, everybody do hip-hop. Everybody's tapping into hip-hop. It's like pop is just basically the most popular song, popular genre. Like, it's not like a specific genre. It's not like rock or, like, so when I say pop, it's just like, everybody's gonna know it's the most popular. Like, whether you listen to rock or like whatever genre, everyone knows that exact song. Doesn't even matter if you don't even try to listen to it. You know Vanessa Carlton's song. You don't even have to know Vanessa Carlton. So you're gonna hear it, boom. So hip hop nowadays, Everybody tapping into hip hop. You got Bieber tapping into hip hop. You got Ed Sheeran pop tapping into hip hop.
And everybody's reggae too. They both reggae. Tapped into reggae.
Exactly. So you see what hip hop's doing right now. I think it's the leading music, the most leading music right now. Number one. Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%. Like you look at a hip hop show and you look at a couple of these upcoming artists, like you look at an Uzi Vert show and it's packed out. It's packed out. Like look at 6ix9ine packing out other countries and he's nowhere close to like a Vanessa Carlton pop or Justin Bieber pop. So
exactly. And then even like, you know, I know hip hop's crazy because it's like I was watching an interview, you got Drake Bell from Drake and Josh hanging with Lil Pump, Little Skies. So that's how you know it's getting you feel me, it's getting crazy because it's like Drake Bell from Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
Hangs with Lil Pump, he got pictures with the game.
Yeah.
Like what are we doing? What is he doing? You understand? So it's like everybody likes it now. Yo, it's like a trend, basically.
It is. Hip hop is a trend right now. Like everybody wants a piece of it. Everybody wants a part of it. How can I create some sort of pop? I mean hip hop. How can I tap into that? I personally feel like it's gonna get a little bit too saturated. Because everybody's tapping into it. And everybody that's tuned in, I see y'all. Thank you for tuning in. If y'all got any opinions, any questions, put it in the chat. We talking today. And but yeah, I feel like at some point we got to kind of cut it. What do you think?
I like it because it's like making hip hop more popular, but I feel like some things are just like, all right, we didn't need that. Like Migos is the hottest thing out, and then you got Katy Perry want to do a song with Migos. I understand they like the most. I understand like they the hottest thing out, but you can tell people are not doing it because they like hip hop. They're doing it because
it's cool.
They just want the big record. Like Cardi B's the most popular girl. So no matter who you are, you're gonna try to get Cardi. Maroon 5 got Cardi B on a song.
That's
J-Lo, you got Cardi B and J-Lo. It's like people just want to hit. So it's like when you even see Khaled, he bringing in Justin Bieber. He's a formula now. Like it's basically a formula. Like Khaled brings certain people. It's not even it doesn't even matter if the song is good or not. You just see certain names now. It's already a hit once you hear it, before you even hear it. Once you see the names, it's like, all right, the song could be whack, and it's going to be a hit, and already to you before you hear it.
So what about the last one, No Brainer? What did you think about that? I thought that song was good. I thought it would have hit a little bit harder.
I thought the song was good. I liked it more than You Are the One. Is that what it's called? You're the One, right?
The first one, yeah, that one was...
Yeah, but then I realized it's like, Khaled, like before... When Khaled used to make music, he used to put or like it used to you used to see
make
like
music?
Fail it, like when Khaled used to put together the songs, like when he used to have like We Taking Over and stuff. Ooh, you can tell that was a good, those are good songs, like Brown Paper Bag. Those were good songs. Now even with the highest star, that was just, you can tell everybody was cohesive. You can tell like Khaled is just like, he's like, I'm gonna get Quavo. He's crazy on the hooks right now.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper is one of the best rappers right now. Let's just put it all together and they're gonna say it's a hit no matter what. That's what he done, you feel me? So it's like to me it's like it's just formulated. It's not even like organic. It's not like we get to like it. We are gonna like it once we hear, oh, Migos and Bieber and Chance the Rapper. That's crazy.
So he's like putting together the Justice League.
And yeah, it's just
because you hear Justice League or the Avengers, you think it's going to be a hot movie. It's the same thing with that. Yo, Lamar, Eli, Oli, I see y'all tuned in. Y'all got any questions, comments, anything I want to say, put it in the chat. Let's talk.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it. You know, the fact that we can – hip-hop is the new pop. So if we get all the hottest hip-hop stars and throw them in a bag, it automatically becomes hot shit.
It's a hit. To people, it doesn't mean it's a hit, but just because it's these certain artists, it's the biggest artists, it's like, all right, we're gonna crown it a hit without it being crowned.
Absolutely.
So that's how I feel.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about that.
Nah, I respect that too, because you know you kind of tapped into it. Who has the best album this year? D Jones asked you who has the best album this year. I got my opinion on that. What you think?
Oh man, the best album. I didn't really listen to all albums. I'm gonna say, I do like Pusha T's album.
Ooh, that was good.
Daytona? I like Pusha. I like Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle album is up there.
Nipsey's album.
I think XXX is in my top three.
Yes, Yes. Yes.
XXX is in my top three. That's a fact. My guy X been nice. My guy X, and it's
Yes.
like it was well put together. And people don't give him enough credit. I got Tory Lanez in there too.
Tory
Tory
Lanez.
Lanez is under
Okay.
the radar. Yeah.
Okay. That's still my favorite album this year. That X album
Yeah.
was, it was well put together, like with the diversity of music that he put in. Like he was rapping on there. He had that song with Joey, and
With
I was like,
Joey,
yo,
crazy.
he's spitting bars right now.
Melodies, he got real raps, Moonlight, everything. Everything. He had even like the one of the biggest songs. Sad. Sad is a big song.
Yeah, didn't it just like hit like another, didn't it go platinum again? Again? It was
And
like
this
double
is
time
where, and
platinum.
people have to understand, like, this is like with no cosign. Like he was like
Yes.
the he was like this 6ix9ine. X was like 6ix9ine before 6ix9ine, if that makes sense. He came out
Explain.
like he came out the gate, first of all, like he had a cult fan base, but he came out already saying Drake took my style. No one ever you can't go against Drake technically in people's eyes. And some people can say, well, we don't know you. Then he can went against Migos. Then he had all the legal issues. And then you got him speaking out just like what 6ix9ine does now. That's how XXX was. So basically, and people
I
is,
can see
and you
that.
can just, and it's like, it's not even like with 6ix9ine, we like him because of his antics. So X, people don't like his antics, but then they hear the music and it's like, wow, this kid is nice. And it's like, you can't, he's undeniable. You can't listen to his song and say he's whack.
That's true. And I think he had a bad run because of the first song that he came out with. Rhonda, I see you. Rhonda agrees. She says, "Long live Ja." Young Sho says he's top two. I see
You
you, Young Sho.
feel
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like because his first song was X was a prophet. Absolutely. I feel like because
Yeah.
his first song was "Look at Me," people looked at him as that SoundCloud mumble rap, but they
And I
didn't
like
hear.
that.
Yeah, he because that was the song that popped, and it was because of the whole the Drake thing, like you mentioned before.
Yeah. And then even when I heard Look At Me, I really liked it. I don't it's, it was something about it, like the distort sound. I'm just like, nah, like I don't know what this sound is, so raw. It's like it's not even mixed well. And that's why I think I liked it, because it was just like, who is this guy? And then I couldn't even, you Googling him or YouTube, he has no interviews. He has no, at this point,
Just got fight
he just
videos.
got fight video. So you don't even, like, he's just a mysterious kid. And I think that's what brought it to the light, too.
I think his first interview was with Adam 22, right? That was the first one. That was a really great interview. And you know, when you got to hear his story, it was like you see, like as Rhonda said, he was a prophet, man. This kid knew a lot. He knew.
Yeah, he
And
was smart.
absolutely. So rest in peace, X, man. But you know,
That's a fact.
speaking of all these songs and then going back to 1,000 Miles,
Oh.
were you planning on doing anything with that record?
Yeah, 1,000 miles. I got a big video plan. It's gonna be crazy. Like, I'm gonna have
Crazy.
like, it's really gonna be like, it's so crazy. Like, if people see Cole Bennett's Fizz, the guy who
Oh,
does Juice WRLD,
yeah. Lyrical
I got a.
Lemonade stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I got a director. His name is Who the Wiz. He's basically him just for unsigned artists. So we planning something crazy. We're gonna have like the like while I'm walking through like the town, the buildings is falling, fire from the buildings.
I see it already, man.
Like it's really gonna be crazy. And I'm telling y'all, I'm telling a lot of people, this video is gonna go
Yo,
crazy to the
that
point where,
song.
like the song right now,
That song is so good.
if I don't expect, I don't like when I when I know people probably listen to the song, it's either hit or miss to them. Once I drop this video, it's gonna be like, nah, this guy's crazy. This song is hard. And
But
then everything's gonna is gonna take off.
let me ask you something, because you're gonna be doing a video for that.
Yeah.
Like you said, Cole Bennett, Lyrical Lemonade, all these music videos. Do you think that like music videos are necessary for the songs, like visuals? Like how important are visuals for songs? Like do we really need them, or can we just drop a song and just keep it there?
I feel like it depends. If some people want to see face, like me, like I can honestly say before I dropped my first video, you know what I mean, like nobody, people click the SoundCloud links, the YouTube links, or whatever, unless your song is one of those bangers off rip, like it's clearly a smash hit, like Designer,
No, like
like when
Panda,
he dropped, like yeah, when he dropped Panda. But even though people go to his future, like that's what made it, Unless you're
How'd you feel about that, by the way? Did you think he sounded like Future?
no, I didn't.
Yeah.
I think I well, he like when I heard it, I'm like, all right, he has a little bit of Future in him, but then like I know Future from Designer, like Future mumbles, but I can't fake understand Future. I didn't understand Designer at all, and he raps way faster than Future, so I'm like,
Yeah.
this is not Future at all, you understand? So, but back to when I'm with the videos. Once I dropped the first video, that's when people notice you. They're like, okay, this is who he is. You put the face to the name. So I think videos are necessary, especially right now, because like I feel like the effects and stuff is what make videos pop. Because Juice WRLD popped because of Cole Bennett. If you even Juice WRLD said it,
You
like
think so? If that's what it was?
I think he already he the song's been out and I think people liked it. But once you saw like that whole, it was a weird vibe. Like sometimes weird, like that whole, like it was just a type of vibe you ain't never heard before. And I, or maybe I can't use him because he's really a different type of. I don't really compare him to a lot of people because he's like a unique person. But like even when I watch the video, I'm just like, nah, like he's making me just want to keep watching. And then after that, I
That
looked him
video
up.
was weird.
It's super weird. Like he's in a bus, you feel me? So it's just like Cole Bennett knows what he's doing. Cole Bennett, like I was watching an interview. Juice WRLD said Cole Bennett is the reason like a lot of these artists is famous, and it's a fact because it's like even with Famous Dex had a name, of course. Everybody know Famous Dex, but once he started doing the Cole Bennett videos, he went up. Like he went up with some Lemonade stuff. But that's why I say
The
like
Lyrical
videos is.
Lemonade, yeah.
Yeah, I think videos is super important. Maybe like I think that's what makes certain people like Chief Keef, for instance. Once
Oh, yeah, that's
I Don't
true.
Like came out, changed the game. Like that's when people decided to say, oh, we can just have videos with everybody and just dance.
Everybody's just doing, but I felt like that was more of like a what's the word that I'm looking for? It was more of like a gimmick with Chief
Which
Keef, with the I Don't Like video. And let me know what y'all think. I see y'all all tuned in. Let me know what y'all think about music videos and the importance of them. But I felt like it was almost gimmicky with Chief Keef. It was all his
Chief.
a bunch of dudes with no shirt on in a room, just like waving guns around. And the
Yeah.
song was dope, but then I saw the video and I was like, all right, this is a little bit. And it might be like a culture thing because I don't do that.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a little weird, in my opinion. What you think?
Nah, I think it was weird, but at the same time, I think that's what made everybody like it. 'Cause it's like, before that, of course, there was guns and videos and stuff, but you have like these just mad guys just dancing. And it's not like to like they're just jumping up, like you feel me, jumping up and down, wilding, and that's like organic. It's not like they said like, yo, we're gonna keep doing this one thing. It's like Bobby. It goes back to Bobby Shmurda too. It's like
Ooh, yeah.
it's just they're just doing them, and then cameras on. We watched it. It made us. That's what made. I mean, the song was good, but we knew the video. Like when Chief Keef comes on, everybody do that little like it's
The
like a
little
weird. A little, you know, like the little running in the same place motion, just because we know Chief Keef did that. Bobby Shmurda from that one video, he went viral because of that dance. I think videos is needed. I don't think you can't be an artist and have no videos unless you're like X.
Yeah,
But he was doing,
X.
but he was
Yeah.
doing shows though. I think he was
Yeah,
doing shows.
he was doing shows. I'm trying to think,
Yeah.
is there any artists that don't do videos? You might be right about that. Hold on, I'm trying to think. I don't think there's any.
X. X and it was Ski Mask. Ski Mask didn't have a video before Catch Me Outside.
That's true. That is very
And
true.
then, and we already knew about that.
Pump didn't have any videos.
He had a Cole Bennett vid.
He did?
You see? It's
Before
him and
Gucci?
Ski. Him and Spoke Perp had like mad Cole Bennett. They was like leading with the Cole Bennett vids. Like they was going up like 2, 3 million a day. Little Xan too. First time he put up a video, he got like 5 million in one day for his first vid.
Joey says, it's to the point, videos don't have to be wild crazy. Everyone stay lit smoking, drinking pills, etc. So if they're in the backyard in the car side, etc., they want to drift off into visuals. So Joey, what you're saying is that videos don't even have to have a point. Like, we could just drop some visuals just to a song. I feel like with that, you're gonna end up losing the quality of what a video is supposed to be for. You're supposed to tell a story. You know, back in the
Yeah.
day with videos had budgets of like $1 million, so you had to take your time with that. Now we could take our iPhone out and shoot a music video.
And shoot a good one too.
You definitely could. You definitely could.
Right.
Yeah, he says it. Yeah, not saying to have to not have a point. Videos don't even have to have a point. But you know, I appreciate the fact that you're saying that, you know, you want to blow people away with your visuals, because you know, if they don't have a point, like Joey says, then we lose the value of it. It loses its essence. Yeah.
No, that's a, it's weird because it's like, I'm not gonna say videos have no concept because some people sublime and stuff in the vids, but like, people have to realize like that's what their song is about. So it's like it's not nothing. That's what the song is about. So it's like if I say sublime and stuff in my, if I was one of those rappers sublime and stuff, you have to make show people what you what you're saying in your songs. That's what it gravitates. It's like Migos. It came out Versace. You not if you don't have anything but Versace in a video.
Oh man.
We gonna be like, all right,
That was
turn
like
these guys off.
Cisco in a thong song. Ain't nobody
You feel
fucking
me?
with this
Like, it's
Yeah.
like, what's the point? So I feel like some, that certain people gravitate to the lean stuff. Like, it's like lean is like money. Lean weed is like, it's like equivalent to money in the video. It's like sometimes if you're one of those people, you gotta have it.
You have
You
to.
gotta have.
You have to practice what you preach.
Yeah,
So hold on.
basically.
Joey says, but look at how many videos have people chilling like Bobby Shmurda. Absolutely, because that's exactly what Uchi said about Bobby, Sh Bob, not Bobby, about Chief Keef.
Chief
Just a
Keef.
bunch of dudes in an apartment toting guns. L Dot says, but that just mirrors the state of actual songwriting. You're gonna have to strictly turn up. You're gonna have the strictly turn up ones, but there's those rare few that go OD deep. Joey also says, I've seen video that have over 500,000 views, and the dude was just running behind a car. I know what videos you're talking about, bro. Yo,
What video is that?
videos with dudes just like jogging behind a car and rapping. And I'm like, yo, I know what videos you're talking about. But
Does
absolutely, you know, you do have those videos that go really, really deep. Like X's last video for Sad, that was a deep video, and it came out like at a weird,
even his
weird,
look
weird
at me,
time.
remember? Remember the look at me
Oh
had the
yeah,
hanging hang had the hanging of the white kid.
the white kid, yo, and everybody hated that, son. I remember that.
I hated that so much. You
Yeah.
still hear me, right? You still hear
Yeah,
me?
we still locked in. Yo, everybody that's tuned in, you tune into Quality Time with UC Joff and DJ Deem. Y'all got any questions, comments, whatever, put it in the chat. We talking about it. Yo, you said something before about lean, and like if you talk about lean, you gotta have it in your video. Yeah, Joey, the one where he was in a casket, that was just weird. But you brought up something about drugs. If you talk about drugs, you have to have it in your video. And this was something that came up when we had L Dot. He's actually in the chat right now. L Dot, what's going on, man? We had him in had him here. We were talking about drug influence in the in the music industry. And unfortunately, this year we've lost a few people due to drugs. Recently, Mac Miller, and you know, it's to the point now where it's not cool anymore. Like we got it's really like an epidemic. And I appreciate you because I listened to your album, and you're not talking about lean and popping pills, but you still have that vibe that these kids are doing.
It's let me see. With that, it's weird because it's like, it's the norm. Like when I was a kid, and we hearing songs like people smoking weed. I'm gonna say smoking weed is bad when I was in seventh grade, sixth grade, fifth grade. It's, you feel me? And that was the norm. Every song talking about that. So now it's like we updated, popping pills and stuff. Everybody rap about it. I'm not gonna like I do rap about it. That doesn't mean I do it though. But I rap it in a way. Like not glorifying it, but just
Exactly.
if I'm talking about a vibe and people, and that's I know certain people vibes is those vibes. So I think it's like it depends on how you say it, 'cause some people like Future speak about it, they make it sound fun. People hear Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD doesn't make it sound fun. He makes it sound like it's like an up or down. Like he might be lit off it or he might be very sad off it. So it's like depending on like
He said, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but the drugs won't ever hurt me," or something like that.
exactly, and
I
that's
was
how he
like,
feels. That's
"Whoa."
how he feels some days. It's like that's the only thing he can go to. And there's also certain people like certain people's addicted, like Fredo.
Oh,
He's
yeah.
he stopped the lean, but once you already do it, you can't take it back. So like it still affected your body, and that's what happened. Look at Lil Wayne. Wayne's been doing lean for years. People
Yeah.
scissor. People used lean and scissor like
Yeah.
people in the early 2000s used to say. So everybody,
Sipping on some
Wayne,
scissor.
nobody sees Wayne without a cup. At one point, when Wayne was the hottest rapper out, he had a cup every time with him.
Yeah, and that was to the point where it was cool, because I even remember at UB, people would be walking around with the double cup
Double
styrofoam
cup.
cups, and it
It was a
would be
trend.
lean. Nobody was drinking lean, but you
E
had like
even
some
if
Henny in there.
you
But
have Henny, you still got to be double cupped up if it's
yeah.
a styrofoam. Yeah.
So, Eldad says, and those are necessary too. I guess he's talking about, the songs that have the vibe. Because he says after that, because I done got smacked a hella Wiz and Currency tracks at UB. Not all of them were the most lyrical, but the vibe was crazy. Because energy is real. There's just different ways to transfer it. That makes absolute sense. If you walking around glorifying popping pills, kids are gonna do that, and it's getting younger and younger. Like Mac Miller, man. Like Mac Miller was like the soundtrack back in 2009,
Nah, that's a
2010 for
fact.
me.
When him, Big
Yeah.
Sean, Wiz, Currency, all of them. That was like a little, this is what I equivalate like Juice WRLD, X and them. That little wave with Little Scotch too, with Pump. They're the equivalent to me. Like they're not the same lyrical ability though.
Ooh, I know where you're going with this.
But they're big.
Wow.
Remember when a big group like Big Sean, Wiz, Mac Miller
Yeah.
came out of nowhere?
Yeah.
They all came
Oh,
out of
man.
nowhere, talking about weed. It was just weed with them. At one point, it was just straight weed. Everybody was listening to songs about weed.
And it was
This is equivalent. You got Juice WRLD. You got Lil Xan. You got Skies. They all Xaned up, but it's a trend. So they're like the equivalent to like the generation. So to us, Big Sean and them is us. Like Big Sean and them was a fad. You got the snapbacks, you got everything. This generation got the face tats. You got the leanest stuff. You got the leanest stuff. You feel me? It's always saying it's just everything goes high. So like in 10 years, it might be a whole new. It might be go back and everybody has no tats at all. So it just
Yeah,
depends on.
I hope so, man. I'm not a fan of the face tats.
Or it gets worse. It can go either
Oh,
way.
man, don't say
You know what I mean?
that.
So it's
How does it
like,
get worse from face tats and colored dreads, bro? How does it get worse
I
than
don't
that?
know. And I be hating the reasons. They reasons be like, cause I remember I said to myself when they like, if I get a face tat right now, like let's say I told my friend like the other day, I said if I get a Dragon Ball Z, a Dragon Ball tat on my face and call myself Little Dragon Ball, I'll be famous right now.
Yo, you go famous overnight.
I'll drop one video right now, or I'll show a picture of me with a Dragon Ball and I'll go viral and I'll be famous.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter what song I drop after this.
The song don't even gotta be hot.
Don't even gotta be hot. So then it's like when I hear their reason is like they be saying, "Oh, I got a face tat because I knew I wouldn't have to get a job." That's their excuse right now because they're famous.
Yeah.
If they didn't get famous, that wouldn't be their excuse. Their excuse would be like, "I just did some dumb shit."
Yo, I feel like they're still gonna be saying that in a few years. Like, not everybody is gonna continue. Like you said, this is the new wave. Like L Dot says, this is the new wave. He says it's probably gonna get good then worse. But this is the new wave. So you got to think, there's gonna come a point where we don't know if these artists are at their prime right now. We don't know if we don't know when their prime is until their prime is over. So with saying that, Lil Xan, Lil Skies, Lil Uzi, all these Lils who got the face tats and whatnot, this Lil Wave, that's what I'm gonna call it, the Lil Wave.
It's a little wave,
The Lil Wave. If this wave decides to die down in 3 to 4 years, like what are you gonna do at that point? You gotta think, there's everybody's career is gonna end in music. Like, there's only a certain amount of time that you can be in the industry and be killing it making music. Eventually, you're gonna go, you can't last forever. Even Michael Jackson is not lasting forever.
That's a fact. That's a
So
fact.
I don't think that they're thinking about it like that, because you could be a Jay-Z, you could be a Diddy, you could become a music mogul and be an
I think,
artist right now.
well, I think that's the difference because back then, like, let's Jay-Z and them, back then it was harder to get like famous or like to even get your song on the radio was harder. Like, and we didn't have social networks, so it's like you have to be that nice from your area to be known and know somebody, know a DJ for this and your local thing. I think now it's like these kids don't. Like these newer rappers, they didn't even plan on rapping 2 years ago.
That's true.
they didn't plan on rapping 2 years ago. They heard this guy say, "Oh, I could do this. I got face tats already. So let's just do it this way." Now, like, there's certain people like who have changed over. Like Uzi, he has changed over from when he first rapped, because I've seen his first vids and I've heard his first stuff to this Uzi. It's just the point where it's like, all right, this is gonna get me the most attention. We're gonna collect bands right now, because you heard Uzi said one time, I don't know if I'm gonna be here in 3 years. He said, I don't know if I'm gonna still be relevant in 3 years. We're just gonna get these bands right now. So like with Jay-Z and them though, they knew when they first started rapping, I want to be the best. Nas knew he was gonna be the best. We're gonna continue this. I want to be remembered as the greatest rapper. I don't want to be like, he's not a gimmick. Yeah. Uzi and them is like, it's like, you know what rap is right now? WWE. Everybody got, it's like a gimmick. Who can have the best gimmick?
Yeah.
That's the equivalent to me.
I mean, even the beefs is stupid, man. The like beef Trippy is and like 6ix9ine stories. Just what people are saying, it's weird.
You don't even know if it's fake or not.
You don't. Like, it's, and then it's kind of all for, I feel like sometimes it's all for social media, it's all for IG. And LDOT says, shelf life in music is crazy short. Joey says, a lot of people have short-term goals. And yeah, absolutely, you can have a short-term goal, in my opinion. You can have a short-term goal, but your short-term goal should lead to your long-term.
Your long-term goal.
Like,
yeah.
Whatever you're planning on doing the next 5 years from now should be able to lead you into the next 30, 40, if you plan on living that long. It should lead you to the next 30 to 40 years. So if you're going to stack this money right now, and get the face tats and do all of that, like, you got to think about what's next, like, what's after that, because there's going to come a time when your career is over unfortunately.
Legit.
They're not thinking long term. Absolutely. So going back to the whole, like, people doing stuff for social media, like, we don't know what's real or not. I think all of that kind of goes back to something you said with being able to put music out, which is SoundCloud. I think SoundCloud changed the music industry forever because of the fact that you can put your music out on SoundCloud. You can go on IG, you can put up some hashtags, you could promote. And like you said, you call yourself Lil Dragon Ball. Somebody comes across your video on Instagram, boom, that's it. That's it.
Famous.
That's it. You either use a SoundCloud, SoundCloud, YouTube. We used to, back in when I was making music, back in 2009, 2011, we was trying to get our mixtapes up on DatPiff. You don't even need that no more. And it's all free. You think SoundCloud messed the hip-hop game up? Do you think it changed the music game?
SoundCloud, I'm not going to say messed it up, because I do love SoundCloud. Like, it's SoundCloud, I think SoundCloud made it better, because it's like, it's you. It's you. It's basically you running yourself. It shows the competition of other people. Like, you are in charge of you, if that makes sense. So it's like,
yeah,
DatPiff, you got to put the link up.
Mm-hmm.
SoundCloud is the same exact thing, but SoundCloud, you can do one song. You can go hard for that one song, send it to everybody. They don't know how you look. You just post it, and it's up to you on how you're gonna use all your platforms. Like, look, Russ. Everybody hate Russ, but Russ got popping off SoundCloud.
He also got millions.
he got millions. Little Uzi. There's a couple people who was SoundCloud rappers, who's the first SoundCloud rappers, and people that at that year was saying they wouldn't make it. 21 Savage, Uzi, and Yachty. Everybody was doubting them. 21 Savage is huge right now. And he got the song with Post Malone. You got Yachty, Chef Boyardee, sponsorship Target, Sprite.
Yeah. But I think Yachty was more from, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was more from social media, because he had that song One Night. That was a song he blew up with, and people were making videos to that. Like,
and it wasn't even him.
Wasn't him.
Yeah.
It was organic.
And they heard it from, because Yachty, they said, I forgot the guy's name. I think something Fox, Calion Fox or something. He said, like, he just came across it on SoundCloud and played it, and he was like, it took off.
Yeah.
So, like, it wasn't even Yachty's fault technically that he got famous, but this is what SoundCloud could do. SoundCloud can really make you a overnight celebrity, and that's just after that one song. It's either you're gonna really blow, because you're gonna keep dropping,
music,
whatever the case may be, or you can just be that one hit, one hit like the girl, like that bitch, I'm a cowgirl.
Like, and that was you. That was Instagram too, though. If you think about it, people were sharing down on Instagram.
And she already had multiple songs before
that.
She did. And no one knows that.
They thought it was just a gimmick.
That's when I say, like, the gimmicks is what, it's like SoundCloud is like, it's like the main thing, but you have to have something that after the person hears you, unless your thing is undeniably fire, like, unless you have the most, like once again, designer, unless your thing is one of those that can go diamond, it's like, you need to, SoundCloud is like the, all right, like, he got it. Let me see how he looks. Then that's when we go to the other, like, Instagram. Instagram and SoundCloud is like partners, like, you go on this, you see how this person looks, or you hear how the person sounds. All right, YouTube or Instagram, let me see what they do.
Yeah, but can't that also mess up the artist too? Because I personally feel like Designer was gonna be a one hit wonder when he dropped, and I still feel like he had his prime. But
he still is, right?
I don't think he was ready. I don't think he was ready.
I think with that is just because we thought. What was good about Panda was we thought it was Future, I think. So the song was good, but it was even better to us because we thought it was Future. Then it was even better because when we heard it wasn't Future, we didn't know how Designer still looked. So it's like, that's yo, who, if this not Future, who is it? Like,
who is this?
And then when we see Designer and then you see how he acts, it's like, oh, all right, we like him. But he can never have something like that.
But he couldn't follow up. I feel like that, and I think that started to happen in the past couple of years, minus Cardi B. But all the hits of the year, unfortunately, Bobby, we won't know. But if you think about it, Bobby Shmurda dropped one song. There was nothing to follow up because, unfortunately.
Well, they had computers.
But I'm saying just his song. Like,
him. Okay.
Then we had
Young and May.
Young and May. That's what I was about to say. Young and May. Well, before Young and May was Bobby. Then it was, I think, Panda. Then was it? Ooh.
Yeah, it was that.
So then it was Panda. Then we had another one hit. Then the next summer we had Young and May with Ooh. And I think last summer it was Cardi B. But Cardi B followed up. Cardi B was able to follow up.
Well, with the Cardi B thing, it's weird. Like, she followed up, but I think it's because people like her. If that makes sense. Like,
really?
Cardi B's not the best rapper in the world, but everybody will put her on a track as if she's the best rapper in the world, and that's because she's the most popular. It's like you're gonna get Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish in every movie. They're not the best actors though.
Yeah,
but they're the most shock value. You hit Cardi B. Cardi B. Oh, we gonna hit. We gotta listen to this right now. You gotta see what. And it helps her even more because it's like Nicki Minaj is in, like, it's like there's not that much females going on right now. So it makes it even better. And then she's just a real person. So I think once people gravitated to her, it's like when we listen to Bobby.
Yeah.
When Bobby dropped Hot Nigga, I used to be on Bobby's gram every day just because of how he used to act.
Yeah.
So then, oh, you know who else was? It was Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap, but he came back with a couple hits too.
Fetty Wap had a whole summer. I'm still upset that Fetty Wap had a whole summer and did not get the recognition that he deserved. He did not have one song. He did not have two songs. He had three songs. He had Trap Queen, 6-7-9, and Again.
And My Way.
Right.
With Drake.
And My Way. And he did not get the credit that he deserved for that summer.
Yeah. Well, that's because Hot Nigga was still around. And and I was watching the interview, he said Bobby Shmurda is what got him famous.
How?
Because Bobby Shmurda was the first person to play Trap Queen on IG.
Because that was an older song that he had, right?
Like 3 years before it got famous. He said Bobby was listening to the song and everybody just went crazy after that. It's weird because it's hurting people because I think... Well, I think it's a hit. So it's like once your first song is the biggest hit, it's a lot of pressure on you. So now you got the pressure on making another hit as big.
Yeah.
And then you still got the pressure of, damn, what happens if I don't make this? Because when I heard Ooh is Hot Nigga to me.
It is. It's the same exact song.
It's the same exact song, just Young and May swagged it in a different way. But like, she has good songs, but it's not, it doesn't give you the same feel. I think certain songs like those, it's the feel of the song. That's like that right there. If we're not gonna get the same feel from Young and May, people don't want it.
I don't
That's how I
know.
feel.
I think it
'Cause I
can
think she
work
can
both
very, she
ways.
can, she, she's very, she's one of the best. I'm not gonna say female rapper either. She's
She
from New
is.
York. She's one of the best rappers from New York right now.
Absolutely.
But
Absolutely, yeah.
no,
I
I
can
don't
agree.
think people want to hear bars from her. I think people want to hear another. You know when somebody said, "Why she can't give us another ooh?" Like that's the type of feeling. Like, oh, why Designer can't give us another Panda? People are looking for the second version of that hit,
Yeah.
if that makes sense. So I think
I
that's
see y'all
what it is
tuned
for
in,
me.
by the way. I see everybody who's tuned in. Y'all got any questions, comments, anything y'all want to say, put it in the chat. We talking about it. Right now we talking about SoundCloud, we talking about one hit wonders, we talking about a bunch of stuff. But yeah, so going back to the whole one hit wonder thing, I think it's a matter of the follow up. Like you have to have a strong follow up because you could say Fetty was on the path to becoming a one hit wonder,
One hit
but
wonder.
he had follow ups on top of follow ups on top of follow ups. And unfortunately, I feel like when you put your song up on SoundCloud, you enter this space where you can blow up overnight. Like literally now you can blow up overnight. But if you don't have anything to follow up with that, which I don't think Designer did have anything, when he got signed to Good Music and all of that happened, they probably heard what he had and was like, oh nah, like we're gonna have to stretch Panda out to the point where Panda got old before he dropped something.
Like he still
Before
performs Panda now. Like
he
that's
does. He has to. But then you
and
had
it's
Cardi B who came out with Bodak Yellow, and before Bodak Yellow dropped off, she came out with a song with 21 Savage, the Barty Icardi. She
Hold on,
dropped
hold on.
something else. She had a
You see
follow-up.
me still?
Hold on, you just froze, bro.
Yeah, hold on, hold on, hold
All
on.
good, all good. All right, we're back up. Where was we at? We were talking about
One hit wonders.
One Hit Wonders and Cardi
Yeah.
B, and yeah. So I feel like Cardi B had a very very good follow-up. Fetty Wap had a follow-up, but I think that's one of the problems with SoundCloud is that, when you put music up, you got to be ready, or
Yeah.
you just got to have the talent, because there's some artists who do it, who put the music out and have the talent, but not everybody has the talent to be able to put out hit after hit after hit. Fetty Wap put out hit after hit after hit after hit. Every song on his album was an album full of hits.
And I think that messed him up though.
You think
Cause it's
so?
probably, yeah, cause now it's like you don't hit, but like Fetty Pop still drops something, but it's like if it's not a hit after, like let's say he dropped two hits, calm songs, and then saved us. I think with the label or whoever behind should have, they was just pushing it, boom, boom, boom. So it wasn't like, all right, we're gonna let Trap Queen settle and then give you another single. It was like, while Trap Queen's going, we're giving you 6-7-9-2. While 6-9-2 is going on, we're gonna give you again. So now songs of Fetty Wap's on the radio. And then it was to the point like he burned out quick to me. He burned out quick.
I would say it was the opposite in my opinion. The way how I saw it was I saw Fetty Wap come out with one hit, then come out with another hit, then come out with another hit, and it was like, wow, this is really good. And I think what happened was he dropped his album. His album was an album full of hits, and they were all really good. Like, there's songs on the album I thought was
All
gonna
right.
pop. Like RGF Island is still one of my favorite
Oh,
songs. That
man. I remember when that popped. I think that was just SoundCloud. I'm like, nah, this song
yo, that should have
hard.
been on the radio. That should have been on rotation. Crazy.
Yeah.
But I think for him, after he dropped the album, he changed his sound up and he did that whole back to school song. And I was like, what is this?
Oh, that's bro. That song was so. It wasn't even bad. It was just like we don't. It no. It probably was bad. I think it was bad. And I think what else too happened with him. I feel like he had a unique sound. But then like now we got PNB Rock.
Oh, you hit the nail on the
So it's like I think that's what people don't understand. It's like even with Drake. Like Drake is still the best artist, but he was the only rapper at one point singing and rapping. You still have now. You got like Party Next Door who could do it a little bit. He don't really rap, but he does the Drake singing. You got The Weeknd. You got PNB Rock. So it's like Drake has more competition. Even though Drake's still the top, I think that's the difference between like when you're unique, it's like when Fetty Wap came out, he had a different singing. Like it was weird. Like he can't.
I called it yodeling. It was a yodel high.
Yeah, but PNB to me does it better now. So it's like,
Absolutely.
So now it's like, do we need Fetty? Like, people don't even think about Fetty Wap no more. When PNB came out, I'm like, he's a fake Fetty Wap. He's Fetty Wap 1.0. I don't even think of Fetty Wap no more.
He took his style and mastered it.
Yeah,
And
he really.
I'm not actually, let me take that back, because somebody might be watching like, oh, he didn't take his style, that was him before that.
Yeah.
He they had similar styles, but he mastered that style before
Yeah.
Fetty Wap did, because Fetty Wap decided to change his sound. And I don't know, maybe he was trying to be versatile, and I respect that, but it didn't work. It didn't work the way how it was working
Exactly.
for Fetty. And it's the same yodel hop is what I call it.
Yeah.
So, everybody's gonna have and shout out to everybody that's tuned in. If y'all got any opinions, definitely hit the chat below. Sorry about before, we had a little service, but we back. We running now.
Yeah,
We
facts,
back
facts.
up. But no, I definitely I'm a fan of both. I really wish that, Fetty would kind of come out with another hit, because he's still a great artist. I still listen to RGF Island. I'm still gonna drop that at a party, because once you
Yeah.
hear that song come on, that's
That song was, and it's like nothing is, that's the thing about Fetty Wap, I can say, like, his songs is so unique that, like, if I heard another person on it, I'm like, nah, it's not this. RGF Island is like, yeah, I heard that, I'm like, oh, this song crazy, right? And it's like, you can't even mimic it. You can't even, like,
can't.
you can, like, some people can do a this remix. Person can't do a RGF Island remix. Maybe PNB, but you can't do it like Fetty.
I don't even think
I
it would
even
have the
think he
same
can.
effect. Like,
Yeah.
that song should have hit a lot harder. That was like a number
Yeah.
one song. Should have definitely hit. But I want to go back to something you said about Drake and people coming out that can do a Drake, the whole singing rapping thing.
Yeah.
And for me, I personally think Drake got most of his style from Kanye's 808s and Heartbreak style, that whole sing rap
Oh, yeah.
depressing stuff. He was a great artist when he came out. Like, he was rapping, he had a great delivery, he had that Wayne vibe. I was like, okay, cool, I could listen to him rap. But I think Drake didn't pop from his raps. I think Drake popped from his depressing, sad,
His song,
singy songy
that
music.
song, like, his Take Care, like, take, like, yes, yeah, it's with Drake. It's just like, we all know he can rap, but his best songs, I'm not gonna say, well, his best songs now are rappy songs, because that's what he does now. He doesn't really sing no more. But before, like, Take Care, Shots For Me, you got what else? Marvin's Room, like, these was bangers. Like, these was undeniable bangers, and no one was doing that. So it's like, we was hearing him like, nah, this guy is the GOAT. But you got people like, you see Bryson, you got
Oh
Bryson now. You got Tory Lanez, he's like, if there was no Drake, Tory Lanez probably be up top right now.
Think
Because
so? Hmm.
I think that's why, like, Tory Lanez didn't want to, like, he wasn't vibing with Drake at one point. But you can tell, it was like, I feel what Drake does. This is just my opinion, so whoever's commenting, I don't.
Go for it,
What
go
Drake
for
does is, like, people from Canada who have similar sounds, Drake sees that and brings them to the team. They help him out. He can kind of help him out, but, like, he don't really help him out as much as they help him out. Like, The Weeknd bust, because The Weeknd had, like, that one crazy song that was on,
Which one?
it was on 50 Shades of Grey. I remember it was on 50
Oh, I know what song you're
Shades
talking about.
of Grey. That, and then he sounds like Michael Jackson a little bit, so it's like, that helps him a little better. Party Next Door, I read an article. Sometimes he's still upset that he gave work to Drake. Work to Rihanna, and I think Drake is on it.
Yeah, Drake, why don't work?
And then he gave him
You
something
need
else.
to get done. Yeah, he was
And
definitely on
it's
that.
like, it's stuff like, and then you got Roy Woods. It's like stuff like that. It's like, yeah, sounding like Silence to Drake sounds good. Because, like, you can say, oh, like, you do the same thing. But it's to the point where, like, you're undermining yourself. So I think that's why I say Tory Lanez, because I heard Tory Lanez before he was, like, I didn't know he was on some singy stuff at one point. Like, I heard him a while ago when Kurt Cobain was probably the top artist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
What
so
happened to
Drake,
him?
exactly. So when
Whoa.
Drake and Myself was around, he had a song with Tory Lanez. So I'm like, oh, this guy could rap. And he did, like, a little auto-tune harmonizing, so he wasn't really singing yet. So when he came back with Say It, I'm like, nah, this is different. Like, this is like a Drake. Like, once I hear a new artist, I have to give a comparison. Unless they're like It don't sound like nobody I've ever heard of.
And I feel like that's unfortunate though, bro. I feel like
It's
I don't like to, but I get what you're
bad, but
saying.
it's like, yeah, it's like when I heard Trippie Redd, I thought of Lil Uzi as soon as I heard
Really?
of him.
From Trippie?
Well, like for the first couple songs, and I'm just like, then he just branched off. But
So,
when I heard Tory, I'm just like, I'm like, I already knew Boy could rap. So is he gonna keep giving us singing songs? Then he dropped Love, and I'm like, oh man, this is crazy. Then Drake the controller, Tory Lanez the controller, and took over his
Took
controller.
his soul.
I'm just like I'm happy this guy's not settling. Like, you know, some people would be like, oh, Drake loves me. Let me be under the wing. So that's why I don't think he's gonna be he wouldn't be the top at least. Like he wouldn't be Drake level, but I think he will be more like right now. If he would have signed with like if he would have been with Drake, we Tory Lanez would have been like Party Next Door to me. Like and like and like he like everybody know Party, but like Party's still not like he's not Weekend.
He's not. He's not. And it's
Right.
something you brought up, like Drake. With Drake, is that I just realized this, that a lot of these new artists now, and this is all my opinion, I'm probably gonna catch heat for this, but I know Gucci had came out a little bit while Trippie Redd just went live, speak of the devil. But recently Gucci Mane had came out and said that he birthed all these this new style of rap.
Yeah.
I would honestly say that it came from Drake. All that like you think of Lucid Dreams, I can hear Drake making a Lucid Dreams before I hear Gucci.
I think what Gucci means is like pumping them, like trappy trap, like trap. So I give Gucci it, then you got like Soulja Boy and Chief under them. So it's like Gucci, Soulja Boy, Chief, and then Pump, Smoke Perp. Drake definitely got he got a lot of people because everybody sing now. Like A Boogie don't sound like Drake, but A Boogie got nobody. Like at one point, like let's say the 90s, only people who were singing was R&B dudes.
Yeah, and
Be
Ja
honest.
Rule.
And Ja Rule and 50 Cent. That's the you feel me?
Eldot
After
says, Gucci mean like the Migos. Okay.
that. Yeah. So then after that, it's just like who's really singing? Who really put the effort? Then you had Drake, Wayne. Wayne was doing it too, but Wayne and Drake, at one point, people were saying somebody was writing for somebody, and I can understand that because they're in the same team, whatever case may be.
Absolutely.
So it's like, all right, because when I heard Drake sing, I can hear Wayne saying it just with autotune.
Yeah, like I was saying before, like I heard when early Drake was rapping, I heard Wayne style punchlines. Like you could tell
Yeah.
what was it like grocery bag lines they was calling them?
Yeah.
It was like pack the groceries, grocery bag or something like that.
Yeah.
And
It was just,
they was
it
all
was
doing that.
identical.
Yeah, they were all doing that. But I mean, you think about when like you think of th take Thank Me Later, his first album, and you listen to the songs that are on there and how that vibe was just kind of it was very dark, it was very mellow. It was still good hip hop on there, but it was just dark, it was mellow, it was like the sad music. And you think
Yeah.
about like I would say even your style, bro, I could say that you even got a little bit of that dark, like Thousand Miles. That's like a it's a
Yeah,
bit
it's dark. It's kind of dark. I got a couple dark songs. It's just like what I think is just like Drake knows it too. Like I do what I do is I make music for like even if I don't go do it, I make a song that gotta pertain that I can hear like another person. I just be like, this person hears it, they might feel the pain. Cause I'm speaking for myself. When I first heard A Boogie, well, every guy who heard A Boogie when A Boogie first came out, they didn't probably have to go do nothing. You hear A Boogie, you feel A Boogie's pain. He was feeling A Boogie. So like when Drake sing Marvin's Room and stuff, you feel it. So it's just like you need to. I put myself in people's shoes. Like I might be in the room and then, like, yo, let me make a heartbreak song as if like I'm a guy who just broke my heart. So boom, once you do that, you just gotta get the vibe. You might not even know how it feels. It's just once the beat is setting, like you just do that. So I think that's what Drake can do the best. Like Drake can make you feel how he feels.
That's
And
true.
I think that's what people gravitate towards him. And because he's all about feelings. And then when he gets you to rap, and then he gives you like the opposite, like the bragging, I'm that nigga. So it's like you get two Drakes, and that's why everybody likes.
He's versatile.
Yeah,
He's
basically
very,
like
very, very versatile. I feel like that helps. That
that's why
helps.
he been on top for so long.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, we about to reach that time, about to be at hour. So, just dropped the album. Tell everybody where they could find it, where they could find you at.
Yeah, I just dropped the album, I Am Vibes. You can find it Spotify, all streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, people who still use Napster,
Got it on
iHeartRadio,
LimeWire
everywhere, you
too.
feel me? I probably like next week I'll drop it on SoundCloud. I just need people to stream it right now. If you want to see my videos, go on YouTube, type in UC Joffe TV, ENT Entertainment, just ENT though. Follow me on Instagram, uchiwali.com. Yeah, man, just look out for more music, more vibes.
Bet. Sounds good. And thank you everybody that tuned in. Thank you for everybody that participated. We're gonna find out who you are. We got something for you. We got something for you. All
Heard
right.
me?
So that is it, man. Thank you everybody once again.
And good looking for having me, bro.
Yeah, thank you for coming on, man. It's been a pleasure. Great talk. Great talk. All right, y'all. Peace.